PET-CT is appropriate for workup of cervical adenopathy with unknown primary. The true positive rate for PET is approximately 30%, where PET is performed when all other diagnostic tests are negative or when some other tests may have been positive. PET is indicated in the occult primary setting when other investigation turned negative. Small tumors, less than 5 mm, may be missed by PET. PET-CT is inappropriate for characterization of mass lesion. The diagnosis of primary head and neck cancers is made on the basis of clinical examination, endoscopy with biopsies, and imaging with CT, MRI, and/or ultrasound. PET-CT is inappropriate for guiding biopsy. No sufficient data are available to suggest that FDG PET improves imaging-guided biopsy. PET-CT is appropriate for staging. CT or MRI remains the standard of care for TNN staging. Nevertheless, PET has an added value in detecting regional nodal disease. MEEP PET and fused PET-CT images show transglottic tumor with cervical and superior mediastinal hypermetabolic metastatic lymph nodes. These lymph nodes were also subpathologic in size. PET has to be considered for the initial staging of stage 3 and 4 of the oral cavity cancer, oropharyngeal cancer, glottic and supraglottic cancers of larynx, and hypopharyngeal cancer. A case of hypopharyngeal tumor with cervical hypermetabolic metastatic lymph nodes seen on MEEP PET and axial fused PET-CT images. These lymph nodes escaped detection by CT scan as they are subpathologic in size. PET is very accurate for M staging when it can be considered the modality of choice in advanced stage. Detection of synchronous tumors is another added value of PET in this context. PET-CT detected synchronous bowel tumor as shown in the axial fused PET-CT image. Intense diffuse uptake seen in the primary langrial tumor shown on MEEP PET image.